For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed. We're here with senior defensive back Mo Willis. And, Mo, that was a pretty good team you were playing on Saturday. Once they got rolling, they were hard to stop.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. It's a tough game, though, but looking forward to bouncing back this week.
You got a little banged up in the game on Saturday. How are you feeling?
Oh, yes, sir. I had a little – maybe thought it was a concussion a little bit, though, but feeling good now. Been with the trainers this whole weekend, so ready to lock in, get ready for St. Cloud.
And what do you need to do as a team to stop this two-game losing streak?
I think we just need to get on the road, man. I think, like, started off the season really good. Had some things rolling offense and defense-wise and even special teams-wise. I think these last 2 weeks we kind of, like, cut back sort of. But I think once we get a groove, we'll be back to our old ways.
And what do you expect to see out of St. Cloud on Saturday?
A physical team. They've been on the road lately. I believe they're 6-2 right now, so obviously, their record shows how they've been playing. They started off the season kind of shaky, though, but they've been rolling. They lost to Mankato and Duluth, as far as I know, and that was obviously two good teams that beat us, too. So, looking forward to going out there and showing them what we can do.
Now, the Beavers do have a three-game win streak over the Huskies. Does that carry over at all, do you think, to this year?
In the past, it's in the past. Maybe living in the present right now. I think we got a young team now. We got a couple older guys on defense, so I think we can lead the way this weekend, go down there on the road and have a good game.
And you mentioned the older guys on defense. You're one of them. You're a leader. How do you handle that role?
Just making sure the young guys buy in. I think especially next year they'll be very young in the secondary, excluding obviously Captain Mikey Junker. But losing me, Vogue's Gunner, and a couple other guys on defense will help them out next year. They got a little experience this year, so I think they should be pretty good.
Let's go back to your high school days at Robbinsdale. You also ran track and played basketball, is that correct? Did you get recruited at all in either of those other two sports?
My senior year, I really played basketball just because all my best friends played basketball. Same thing with track. My coach, Coach Howard, he told me that I needed to run track just to prepare myself for college football. I think that helped me out a lot, even though I threw a shot put most of the time. But I think it was pretty fun, man.
You threw a shot put?
Yeah, I threw shot put. I almost made the state tournament throwing shot put.
And you'd never done it before?
Never. I never even ran track before that. So it was new to me, but I think they prepared me better. It was a pretty fun experience.
So you come out of high school, you spend some time at Central Lakes Community College. How did that help you at the community college, both on the field and in the classroom?
It made me grow up real fast. Like, community college, basically you're on your own. You know, you got coaches there guiding you, sign up, kind of, sort of, but it's not too much help around you. It's just you got to do it on your own. You got to make sure everything is done on your own, especially classes. And even on the field, like, you got to make sure you're putting your best foot forward every day in practice, and hopefully that turned out for the best for you.
And what attracted you to Bemidji State?
I got recruited by Coach Rob Arich. He was a pretty funny dude. When he came to my school, it was like 10 degrees outside. He had no hat on, you know, bald head just showing. So that was pretty funny, though. But I came here my visit, and I liked the facilities. The coaches are pretty cool. And then I kind of bought into what they were advertising. It was the best decision I made so far.
And what is your major?
Sport management.
So what are you hoping to do then after college with that?
Hopefully be an athletic director at my high school at Cooper. That's my goal right now. Possibly coaching there along with Coach Howard, though, but they're pretty good.
Well, Mo, thanks for your time and good luck on Saturday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.